your observations now that Election Day is over for the primary?
Observations would be just truly gratified and honored that the people of District 12 that we've worked so hard with share that same support and same sentiment that we enjoy working together and that we know we can be successful if we work together.
What's your thought about the differences between running for re-election and the first time? It seems like just an eye blink 2 years ago.
I can't ever tell if it's 2 or 3 years ago. It seems like just yesterday most days. But, you know, being knowledgeable of how the campaign process works, not listening to folks tell you what it's like is truly amazing. You know, we had the same team put together, so we knew where we needed to be. We were two steps ahead of the game, and, you know, we were always in the district, so it wasn't an introduction process when we were touring the district. It was more of a reunion with old friends, and what a difference that makes. We, you know, just example, showing up at the Lions Club in Mahia a few weeks ago, you know, we knew everybody in the room, and that's different than having one friend and trying to make sure you got to know everybody.
What does that allow you to do as far as being more productive?
That affords me the ability to know exactly what the needs are of every community in the district and know exactly where they stand, from an economic standpoint or from an infrastructure standpoint, and we're able to help them, especially get the much-needed assistance they need from the state, whether it's from an agency or just a good piece of legislation.
This year is a whole different scenario when you ran multiple elections 2 years ago to get into the legislature.
We both remember a runoff, a primary, a runoff, and a general. So, you know, we did three to win one, and, you either run scared or unopposed, and we ran scared, but it was a 60-day race, and, you know, that's gratifying.
What does that allow you to do as a legislator because you don't have to worry about campaigning the rest of the year?
That affords me the opportunity once again to go out and touch base with everybody in the district, whether that's city council or a superintendent or a mayor. And when we get to Austin, we'll have a plan and we know how we need to proceed when we get there, as opposed to last time when we got there in January and we really didn't have those relationships. Everybody's trying to figure out who their representative was, and you walk into a session with an agenda and everybody in place. Now we will show up with a list of items that we need and issues that we need to find solutions for, and that gives us 8 months to get prepared for that. And, you know, my team, we start working tomorrow. Thursday we'll be in Marlin at 11:30 talking about water infrastructure, and, you know, heck, it's just another day on the job. Looking forward to it.
You're starting right on my next line of questioning. Between now and January, you're not going to stop working.
Yeah, you know, I love that. We are a part-time legislature, but don't make any question, we are full-time legislators. You know, you're always the representative, and my phone rings quite often, as you can imagine, and I do it for the people. And so we answer those calls. We have a good team in place that answers emails and calls all day long, and we're here to serve, and we're glad to do it.
Sounds like you're happy doing what you're doing.
You know what? I truly enjoy representing rural Texas, and this district is, you know, I don't think I would have jumped into this arena 2 years ago if it wouldn't have been for this particular district. It's a good fit, and we are serving well based on the numbers and the relationships we've built, and like I said, it's a privilege and an honor.
What sort of things are you going to be doing in Austin between now and January? Any special committees or anything else that you're planning on making sure you're in attendance to be able to monitor?
There's a few interim charges. I know we've got some, we talked about water a minute ago. Some water development boards will be there on the 17th of this month for a community of Moorville. We know there's a few interim charges. We've got a piece of legislation we passed for a beef promotion that will have a referendum and the producer thing, but I know I'll have some meetings with the Beef Council and other agricultural groups coming up. So we'll be over there when we need to, but, you know, my time will be better spent in the district, and we'll plan another district tour starting the first week of April, hitting every town. And, you know, I'm looking forward to visiting some of these school districts and being there when the kids are in and walking through with the principal and superintendent and understanding exactly what they need, you know, from a perspective of walking through with the educators themselves.